everyone. In this episode of the Top Dogs podcast, voted by our podcast supporter members, we're exploring the topic of influential figures and life lessons. We'll discuss our first role models, moments of significant impact, and the traits we've tried to emulate. We'll also cover how these figures influence our careers and creativity, both within and outside the furry community. Finally, we'll share key advice from our role models and how they've helped us navigate challenges in our lives. Tune in for an inspiring discussion on the power of role models in this episode of the Top Dogs podcast, Guiding Paws. I'm Stream Arcadad.
I'm Revenge.
And I'm Zembos.
Well, I hope both of you are doing fine on this lovely Monday night. So we don't have you both on the episode very often, so it's really good to have you guys here. So we'll start off very simple. Revenge, why don't you tell me who were some of your first role models you had growing up? And can you share a story about a moment when one of your role models made a significant impact on your life?
Oh, gosh, that's kind of hard. I have so many role models. A huge one for me would be Telephone. Telephone was a huge role model for me, just going out there, being themselves, and standing up for yourself and having the confidence to literally, if you make a mistake, to continue on and just continue to grow from your mistake. And then another really good close friend of mine, his name is Foresta Lupo. He really has been such an impact to me and a huge guidance in my life. And also another one that I have to, I know it's a lot, but hey, you asked me to go first, so I'm going first. Another big one who has very much impacted my life as a role model is you, Stream.
Really?
Is you. Yes, because before just following you from pretty much where you started off from, not only from here, but also from your other business and just seeing how you grow and then seeing the commitment you have and the ability to not only share your personal life, but also share your successes and your downfalls and your plan of action and everything like that. So it's been very inspirational to me. So you've also have impacted my life and became a role model for me.
Oh my God, I'm actually speechless. I didn't expect that. I don't know what to say. Well, thanks, Revenge. I appreciate it. You've been an amazing friend since the moment I have met you, and you've always been there for me, always supporting me. And last year at FWA, when I had the Streams Toys Party, you took on that role, and you... You killed it. You did a fantastic job, and I'm really grateful for that. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you more at cons. I really appreciate you supporting my project and my life goals. I think it's amazing, and I can't wait to see you in July. It's going to be great.
Okay, so this episode is supposed to be great and everything, so if Stream continues to talk like that about me, I'm going to cry. So don't do it no more. Oh my God. No, I'm just kidding. It's truly an honor to have so many people impact your life the way that Telephone has, Foresta has, and the way you have. So when it comes to like people who really have impacted your life and became role models, you definitely are on my list for that. So I appreciate you for everything you do.
The feeling is mutual. I appreciate it as well. What about you, Zembos? Did you have any role models growing up?
It's a little cliche, but I have to say that there were two role models in my life, one of them being my own mother and the other one being my uncle. My mother is a strong woman. What she did for me when I was younger is incredible. She did the cooking. She did the cleaning. She did the work. She would pay the bills. And whatever I want, if I want something, she'll do her best to try to get it for me no matter what. As for my uncle, no matter what I do, he tends to cheer me on. Like, if I'm just playing chess, he'll cheer me on. So he was very supportive for anything I do, including the stuff I do now. The one thing that what happened when I was younger actually taught me a very valuable lesson. I am going to apologize early because it's somewhat a sad story. But basically, my dad was not the best. We never saw eye to eye to the point that it was just terrible. But at one point, he wasn't at the house. I had to call my mother because it was a serious medical emergency for him. As soon as everybody cleared out the house, it was just me and my mother. And she asks, is it time to go? meaning is it time to leave? Now, this is the third time she asked me this. She asked me this throughout my life, but she asked me this while I was in high school. So I just sat there for a little moment and said, it was time to go. And that was, wow, that was like, I think 12 years ago since I made that move. If I didn't make that decision, I don't know if I would be here by now. Meaning, I don't know if I ever met you guys or anyone in VR chat or any of my friends that I know today. But that taught me that if I really truly needed help and I'm in like a really bad situation, I need to learn to reach out for help when I need it and to not sit there and suffer. So yeah, she definitely impacted. She more than impacted, but that was the one memory I had that really hit me hard that changed me to today.
I kind of agree with you. Me too. I'm kind of the same. Me, my family has always kind of been my role model. I didn't have any person particular outside of my family. My grandparents, I love seeing them how even 70 years later on, they still loved each other. They still care about each other. They were kind of, you know, sometimes they would argue and my grandmother was like, well, if you have nothing better to do, why don't you go brush your dentures? You know, they would do stuff like that. It would make us laugh all the time. And seeing how sometimes they would bicker at each other, but they were still in love. Even though they were like 60 plus years old, they still have a regular intimate time with each other. And I thought that was really cool. Some people might find that weird or cringy. I find that beautiful because, you know, that's how it's one of the ways, many ways you show your love and how much you care about somebody is making them feel good. So I always thought that was super cool. Other than that, I didn't really have any celebrities or well-known people until later on in my life when I was about 22 years old. My husband made me watch a bunch of movies and I discovered Julia Andrews. Which is quite the lady. I think she's amazing. Yes. She's so sweet. She's kind. She's open-minded. She's really sweet. And I also really, really love Ryan Reynolds for the fact that he's a goofball. He doesn't care what people think. He loves to be funny. And he doesn't mind looking like an absolute idiot. If it makes people laugh, then he's happy. And honestly, I've been living like that for my whole life. I mean, you guys have seen it quite often. The amount of time I goof myself in the podcast, I fell off my chair. I triggered the wrong animation and confettis and stuff like that. So you guys know, I did a backflip and TikTok live and I smashed my face into a chair. So a bunch of things like that. Probably can cue that TikTok video. Anyways.
Right.
Having role models, they all have certain skills or trait. Is there one in particular that you admired in your role models and that you've actually try to emulate or actually, you know, take part of?
Yes. So with the few role models, which now I feel bad because y'all were talking about your family and stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, let's go to a different path. And then it's like, wow, oh, I didn't say any of my family members. So, but I will pull in one. I mean, both of my parents were really great, but it was really my dad who really implemented the fact that, you know, life is not going to be easy. You have to work hard to get where you want to go. Nothing's going to be handed to you free on a silver platter. Some people may feel like that it is going to be like that, but it's not. You have to work hard for what you want to do in your life. And that mindset had me going on for my entire life, and then me going into the military really amplified it. And then being brought into the furry fandom and a whole new space and whole new opportunity presents itself to you that you're not used to. You meet people who really change and impact your life. So for instance, like Foresta really implemented with me that you're always going to fall down at one point in time. It's always going to happen, but you always have to pick yourself up and strive to continue forward and always learn from your mistakes. And then from you, Stream, the big one from you that I still go to this day was the fact that I am okay with who I am and everyone is going to judge me regardless, but that's not going to change me or my personality. At first, I really didn't catch that, meaning like I didn't really understand it until recently at FWA and all of the craziness that I went through and just really like feeling horrible about myself and everything like that that happened. And then remembering what you said, and then I really clicked with it and really understood what you meant by that. So the impacts that my parents have had for Resta and you, those are the main ones for me that really have stuck out and have really have helped shape who I am today.
I'm speechless. This is so cool.
This is going to happen throughout the entire episode. I'm going to make him speechless. God. Of all people, stream. Speechless? Yes. Okay, look. Okay. I love this.
You did it.
But it's true, though. It is true. And it's like, you have to really... I want to say, you really have to be in touch with yourself in order to correct your own self, because that's the first thing, is you have to really be okay with telling yourself, this is who I am, this is who I'm going to be, people are either going to like me or not, and that is on them if they don't like me.
You have to stay true and honest to yourself, because if you always have this personality where you're trying to adapt yourself to other people, people will be really quick to figure it out, and that you have like your people pleaser or you have a chameleon personality. It's important to stay yourself while being respectful at the same time, and people will naturally come to you. You'll find exactly the type of friend that you're looking for naturally without forcing things, and I'm glad I was able to inspire that to you. I'm very grateful. It's kind of the whole point where I'm here, is I want to inspire people and, like, you know, find a way to better themselves, because I know I did the work, and I'm really grateful for that because it made me a better person. So I just wish the best, those type of eureka moments to everybody out there.
Well, first off, I can agree that you do put the dad in Arkadad, so very thankful.
Oh my gosh.
What? He's like a VR dad. He's like a VR parent in a sense. But
this is true. This is true. He really is.
Okay, please make it the podcast dad praising episode about me.
In terms of skills and traits that I will try to embody, do you say? I think
that you admired from your role model.
Okay, it's definitely the confidence, the confident trait, along with being headstrong. When I'm out there, whereas VR chat or real life, I am not that confident. Not to mention, I tend to let little things build up until I just explode. But with some of my role models, they kind of know how to, like, saying, hey, this ain't a big deal, calm down, and just... So either solve the problem or try to enjoy yourself and solve the problem later. Like, they don't let things get to them quite easily to make it very stressful, which I do admire, and I'm trying to practice doing that, because stress is definitely a life killer, and I don't want that to...
Yeah.
I don't want my life to be completely stressful, especially if I'm getting older. Good God.
See, this is kind of one of the reasons sometimes at the end of the episode, and I say, like, have a good night and make life fun. It's kind of like that. I mean, it can be hard, it can be difficult, but you need to focus on the positive and not let the harsh thing affect you too much. You will go through emotions. That's perfectly normal. That is okay. But try to get out of that dark place as soon as possible. As soon as you're done, like, figuring out what's happening, it's great.
Right, because the worst feeling ever is feeling stuck.
Yeah.
That's why I tell my friends, don't ever get yourself stuck in that one feeling, because that's going to waste your time, and that's not going to make you feel good. It's going to make you feel worse. If you're not feeling good mentally, that can tap into your physically and emotionally. It's like one big triangle. If one thing's affected, it can affect the other two.
See, one trait that I particularly admire from my role models is my grandfather and grandmother. They communicated a lot. They always talk to each other, and I think that makes a really strong relationship, because a lot of us sometimes in a relationship, you're kind of scared of what's coming up. You know, what happened is this, what happened is that. Honestly, if you two have both really good communication skill, whatever the problem is, you guys will figure it out. And when I realized that, I stopped stressing out about the future, and I started enjoying the present more, and be like, you know what? You know the expression, we'll cross that bridge when we get there? It applies. It definitely applies. If you have good communication skills, this will work. And it's the one thing I've absolutely admired from my grandparents, is how much they communicated with each other. you know, they will teach you good life lessons. What is a good life lessons or lessons that you've learned from your role models?
Life lesson, that is a good question. I hope I can answer this properly. I think the life lesson I learned throughout my years is to really know my self-worth and not put that aside. I don't know how to say it. Like,
through your role models.
Yeah, through my role model. My role model taught me that. To know my self-worth and actually do a lot of self-care. I don't know how to answer that question. That's the only answer that I can come up with.
I think I know what you're talking about. So pretty much know your true value of yourself and let your worth show. And don't ever take anything for either. Don't take anything for granted, or don't take anything less than what you think. Not even what you think. What you know that you're worth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If it means putting your foot down and speaking up to people that are being disrespectful towards you, you have to do it. I literally, people who know me knows about it, but I had to put my foot down with somebody that was in my Discord. And no matter the amount of explaining and stuff, he was being disrespectful. He was spreading misinformation. And I was like, okay, we're done. We're done. Like, I've tried, I've repeated, and I was losing myself through this, and I had to put my foot down, and I send this person a letter, and I honestly wish them the best. I hope they figure out their stuff, but right now we're not compatible as friends. And that is okay. That's perfectly fine. I'm okay with that. I'm not holding any grudges. One of the biggest life lessons I've learned from my grandparents is to learn to appreciate each other. They were romantic together. Even though they would bicker and pick at each other, they still loved each other. And I think it's beautiful. It's really easy to, you know, the neighbor's grass is always greener. It's always green on the, I don't know the expression, but a lot of people, they're in this relationship and they always look what's happening on the other side and like, oh, look, they're not arguing. Oh, they're not fighting. They're not doing things. The fighting is part of being in a relationship. Every fighting you do, what you're actually doing is actually communicating with your partner. And every fight and argument, just like any boss battles in a video games, every time you get out of that battle or that argument, it makes you stronger. It makes your relationship stronger. Honestly, what I've learned over time is not be scared of fights. It took me a very long while. It took me multiple years in counseling before I realized that. But the answer was right under my nose during my whole childhood. Was my grandparents. So I thought that was pretty cool.
One of the main things that I learned was from my dad. Because with my dad, his job, he had to move a few different places. And one of the things that were really key to me was when I had to first move from our hometown to a big city, in my eyes at that time, like I had to move to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and that to me was a big city, and I'd never been there. So like when I moved there to stay with my parents for a little bit, and then I finally decided to go on my own, the one main thing my dad literally told me, and I still do it to this day when I go to new places, he said, go in the car and literally drive, get lost, and find your way back home. Because if you do the same route continuously, it becomes a pattern, and you'll never get out of that endless loop. Sometimes you have to get lost to create ideas, strategies, and practices in order to find your way back home.
Wise words.
My dad was a very powerful man, let me tell you. He was a very powerful man when he came to stuff like this. Because, again, I didn't know what that meant until I got to Pittsburgh and drove somewhere out of the blue. Incredibly enough, I went to State College, which is in the middle of the state compared to Pittsburgh. I went into State College and I had no idea where I was at. And I got lost, but I figured out where I was and how to get back home. So sometimes you have to get lost. You have to get in a whole different type of space and feel uncomfortable, and then figure out a structure for yourself in order for you to get back home. That was a big one for me.
Through all that knowledge that you learned, do you think that some of your role models have influenced your career choices or creative endeavors?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. After getting out of the military and then being presented with the furry community and everything like that. One of the big things that helped me to shape who I am today, career-wise, was Foresto was, he still is, he's a very hardworking man. He's a very hardworking doggo. And he always still finds time to help those who need it, regardless of what his schedule is. And that goes the same with you, too. You are consistently working and you have stuff going on. You're very detailed and organized to the T, to the max. Like, oh my gosh. Like, the organization book is like encyclopedia thick. But you still have found the time not only to complete your work and complete the jobs that you have for Streams Toys, but you always find the time to make it to the community parties. You make it here to do the streams. You make it to be able to hang out in Discord and hang out with people. And the same thing goes with Foresta too. So it's the ability to adapt to the surroundings and be pretty much open to have the accountability of you being able to have both a work and life balance. And that was the huge thing for me, because once I got out of the military, I literally thought that it was just strictly focused on what I'm doing one at a time. Everything else can just be pushed back and wait. Seeing what you and what Foresta go through, and then still being able to be adaptable to do multiple things and still have the time to have a work and life balance, that was a key thing. That was a key thing for me.
Stop making me speechless. I don't know what to say.
I'm not trying to do it on purpose. I swear. There was a reason why I wanted to do this episode, because I want everyone to know that, you know, you are who you are, and there are going to be people who are going to either come into your life and stay for a lifetime, or come in like a saloon door and just swing in and then just be out the next minute.
That's true. They're called acquaintances. They're called acquaintances.
Right.
Okay, so career-wise, nothing. Nothing career-wise, but you get my words. I can't speak.
Whoa. You have creative wives? Wait a minute, Zippo. Creative. Hold on. This is news to me. How many? As a Harry.
Creative wise, there we go. I will say there's a few that I haven't mentioned. One of them is actually a VTuber known as Vimstar Husky. I want to go for streaming for a good while, but I didn't know how to do it. There's a few VTubers I look up to. One of them is Rhythm. Creative-wise, he taught me that wherever I create, I should be my number one fan, which means that if I create something, it doesn't matter if anyone else don't like it, I should like it. If I don't like it, then just, you know, keep working on it until I like it. And in the creative sense, it's you too. Because remember when I asked you of how to do the TikToks? I know you said stuff that's crazy, but I am mentioning this because you helped me with my TikToks and my edits. Because I remember, hey, Stream, I did this video, but is it good? And you were like, yeah, but you might want to move the camera a little bit. But here's why I like when I ask you questions. You actually explain why this should be. You don't give like a one-two answer. No, you give a paragraph and it sticks.
Because I want you to not just do it. I want you to understand why you're doing it. So that way you're less likely to ask for help, and you learn better and faster this way if you're trying stuff on your own. You're just asking me for a second opinion, and you followed my advice, and that video did really good. Like, it did surprisingly good for somebody that is starting on TikTok. It did really well.
Definitely thank you for your advice, and I am sorry for pestering for all my questions, but I do appreciate it. But yes, no problem. In a creative sense, I should like the stuff I create. If I need help, definitely ask for it, and here's proof of it.
Oh boy, me personally, I'm still in the, you know, like the younger stage of my life, but a lot of the stuff that happened in my childhood kind of sculpted the person I am today. I got to admit, now if I talk more of a modern term, I would say that my husband has been somewhat of a role model. He's been through hell. Okay, he actually wrote a book about his life story, and it's horrible what he's been through. But what I found amazing about him is a lot of people say, like, oh, I'm a victim. I've been this. I was kicked out by my parents. This happened to me. This happened to me. Yes, I understand that. But you cannot let your past define who you are as a person, because you will always be held back. I did a TikTok video about this where you have to look forward, and like, it's okay to look back, but keep looking forward. And my husband got help. He doesn't consider himself a victim anymore. He considers himself a survivor. And that changes the whole thing. Seeing him grow, work on himself, admit to his fault has been one of the most inspiring thing I've ever been through in my whole life. And what's really cool about a relationship is that we constantly push each other. We're challenging each other all the time to become a better person. I could talk for this for hours, but I'm just going to keep it short. Basically, my husband has been a real good role model for me as well. There's many people that entered and left throughout my life. Some are still there, some are not. But everybody had some sort of impact, but the person that pushed me to become the person who I am today versus who I was 11 years ago, it's my husband. And that person that I was 11 years ago is totally not what you're seeing today. Boom, boom, thank you, I love you.
Aww, so cute.
Hey, fellow viewers. Be sure to stay in the loop with the Top Dogs podcast by subscribing to our YouTube channel and ringing the notification bell. Follow us on all your favorite podcast platforms and hit the follow button to be notified about every new episode upcoming. Show your love by leaving us a quick rating as well. Connect with our communities on Discord and Telegram. You'll find all the links in our link tree down below. We thank you and appreciate your support.
Hey, Top Dogs fan. Want to snag some awesome perks while supporting us? Check out our server subscription on Discord or Patreon. Become a podcast supporter to get access and exclusive behind-the-scenes footage, join supporter meetups, use custom hand-drawn emojis featuring the Top Dogs team, and chat with the podcast team and fellow fans. Plus, don't miss out the new After Dogs show for mature audiences at $2.99 a month. Craving more? Upgrade to the Podcast Supporter Plus for $5.99 a month. Enjoy episode voting, suggest podcast episodes, and join our live audience without necessarily needing a VR chat account or headset as we stream live on our audience on our Discord server. Plus, get exclusive sneak peeks of upcoming ideas, merch drops, and much more in the future. There's no obligations to join the subscription, but your support genuinely makes a huge difference for our team. And to those who've already subscribed, a heartfelt thank you from the bottom of our hearts. All right, guys, so now it is time for the question of the week, which goes,
Can I do something real quick?
Yes.
All right. If you are subscribed to our channel and go to our communities and such, Arkadad will become your new role model.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Oh, God.
Oh, okay, God. I'm done.
We must focus.
You caught me off guard. God damn it.
Focus.
I'm not used to getting that amount of attention. So, for the question of the week, what's a lesson you learned from a role model that has stuck with you? Riker says, to not set high expectations for anything. Like, if you go on a trip or something, it's better to just have fun and enjoy the moment instead of setting expectation just for nothing to happen and regret it later. That is absolutely right. You should always head out to, like, when you do stuff, to expect the worst. And honestly, if you do that, you'll never get disappointed and you'll just having a blast all the time. It sounds a little bit pessimistic, but it's not the point. It's just not to set expectations so that you end up having a good time.
Yeah, so, exactly. I agree with that. I wish Riker would have told me that before I went to FWA. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I must say it was a lukewarm experience.
A lukewarm. Did you run out of hot water in your room?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Nah, I never went to FWA. I wish I was too broke for it.
Oh, it's expensive. Okay. Cons are very expensive. So, Pell. So Pell said, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Even if you still miss, at least you tried and you learned something from it. Losing is a part of winning in every situation. You're never going to be good at something without time and hard work. And I'm just going to add to that, if you're trying stuff in your life and it's not working out, every no you're getting is getting you closer to a yes. So don't give up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Our last answer for today is from Bodhi. He says, if you think you can't do it, give it one more try. Don't give up. They always say hard work comes with them, pros and cons, so always aim for the good ones. Absolutely. So always stay optimistic. Look for the bright side. Don't focus too much on the negative because it's just going to bring you down, and that's counterproductive. Are there any individuals within the furry community that you look up to? What makes them stand out to you? And Revenge, please don't say me. You've said it like three times already.
Okay, so this time I will give you a break. I won't say you. But definitely, Foresta Lupo sticks out so much because he has helped develop me in a way where I didn't think that I could, that I would be here today. Because without him and the guidance that he's given me, the pros and cons of life and what to do, career-wise and not, you know, this was really one of the main things. It's just that you always have to strive to keep going and don't lose confidence in yourself and always push forward. And then I'm also going to mention one other person because that person literally just showed up not that long ago. And that would also be Kit Clawson in the back.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, that one back there. That one back there. To strive to be my absolute best always. And never to give up on myself when I get defeated. Or whenever a bad situation happens. And he has also taught me that this is life. This is what happens. You develop what you can. You learn from what you can't. And then push forward to try to create a new system, a new way, a new situation, a new structure for yourself to, as you said earlier, you know, to get that yes or to get that, you know, either that promotion or that job placement, whatever it is. He also helped me, you know, just be more confident in myself. So definitely Foresta Lupo and my good friend Kit Clawson in the back.
I'm going to agree with you, Revenge. I'm gonna double down on this and say Kit is one of my role models for some reason. He's blushing. Just like you, Revenge, I know that Kit has my back. Whatever happens, I know I can go up to him, tell him whatever I feel like. I know I can trust him. There's a few people that I can do it, but I can't name everybody. But Kit and you are definitely people I know I can trust with my life, and I know it's going to be fine. And sometimes I struggle to stand up for myself because long and behold, I don't really like fights or argument, but sometimes you have to put your foot down and tell people that they're stepping over your boundaries. And recently I had a situation that had happened and he stood up for a few seconds and I was like, wait, he's doing it. I need to do it as well. And I actually did it and I'm really proud that I did it. And I did it with respect. Everything was done nicely, but it had an impact on me, a positive impact where you have to stand up for what's right and don't let yourself be trampled all over. At the same time, you have to be respectful too, because if you start swearing, cussing the person, you're not making progress. It's just like, this is unacceptable behavior. I don't like this. Right. Please avoid from doing this. The other role model I have, and I've mentioned it up in the past, is Crake, the creator of Cyberware. This avatar, basically. I've customized it, but it's a Zeus base. Crake is one of the popular furries in the fandom, and I really look up to him because he's a super humble guy. He is super approachable. He doesn't put himself nor anybody on a pedestal. He is just a guy that wants to make people happy. He's a guy that wants to make content for you guys to have fun with, his avatars, for instance. I admire how humble and his humility, how much of a human being he is. And I've always looked up to be like him. Like, you know, I'm going to gain some fame with my business and the podcast and TikTok, but I always tell myself, never forget where you come from. I used to be that little guy that looked up to other content creators. And I remember the first time I met Crake, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it's him. And like, oh my God, I'm meeting Crake for the first time. I'm so excited. And now I'm actually working with him. We're working on a project right now. Crake has been a really big model for me, and he's an absolute sweetheart, and he cares for everybody. And he's busy, but he tries his best with the time that he has. And I respect that. What about you, Zembos?
I need to mention this because Yatsu bullied Kit. I want to do the last bullying because he actually taught me something while I was first joining into the Top Dogs team. Basically, what happened was I was talking to him. And I discussed some things. And again, this is when I was first starting out. I have a fear of disappointing people. And I was like so stressed out. Brother. Like, what if my S is not good? What if I'm doing this? What am I doing that? What if they don't get the main views? Are they going to kick me out? Kit pretty much said, just relax, calm down, don't overthink it, just do what you have to do. He also taught me a thing about myself, because I can't work under time schedules for some reason. So he said, instead of managing your time, why don't you manage your energy? And that worked wonders. I never felt better when editing. Good. I swear to God. Instead of worrying about the time, I just like, do I really feel like doing this today? No, I'll do a little later. So thank you, Kit, for that lesson. I did mention before, Rhythm. And another VTuber, Jay, my friend, who actually got me starting to VTubing. Basically, when I was VTubing, I was worried that I might mess up, even though I'm just a furry character on TV, on the camera. Both of them was like, don't worry what the other people think. Just be yourself. And look at me. I'm a goofy little, well, I was a German Shepherd, but now I'm a draconian for a little bit. So, yeah, be myself.
Oh, my God.
What the dog doing? But, yeah.
It's given Beauty and the Beast right now. Just saying. It's given... Yes, Kevin.
You are lucky you're on camera. Don't side up. I thank them along with Jay, along with another VR dad, Riles. But he taught me about self worth as well. I won't get too much into that. But let's just say Riles gives a lot of tough love, and I put myself down. He'll slap me with love and tell me to shut up. I love you. You're a good bean and all that. So I do appreciate that as well. Because sometimes you do need a kick in the butt to get yourself back together, and he's there for that.
Absolutely. Now, we've been talking about like role models that inspired us. Let's flip things around. What do you think are the qualities required in order to be a role model towards somebody?
That is a good question. I will say the way you portray yourself, I think the best quality is that you have to be very knowledgeable of what you're portraying. For example, let's say someone looks up you for content creation. I gotta use it again, stream. I'm sorry. you're very knowledgeable about content creation along with avatar creation. So this goes back to what I said earlier when I asked you questions. You gave more than a paragraph answer because you want someone to understand. You don't just give like one, two words and let them figure it out. No, you actually sit down with them like a parent and teach them and help them understand certain things. I think that. What's my hand doing? I think that is a good quality that a role model should have, to be very knowledgeable of what they're trying to portray.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What do you think?
For me, a role model, a big one is not afraid to admit that they have made a mistake and did something wrong, and then they are willing to either come up with a plan on how to fix it, how to correct it, how to help somebody with it or anything like that, or not be afraid to ask for help. Yes, you are the role model. People look up to you and everything like that, but you also realize that that person is still human. That person is not perfect. That person goes through life and has ups and downs, twists and turns and hills and potholes and everything like that. They're human, and they're not afraid to admit that, hey, what happened with the last thing that I did? That was not me. This is what's been going on. This is how I want to fix it. You know, they're not afraid to admit when they're wrong, and then they are striving to fix it. So having the accountability of themselves is one of the really big qualities for a role model.
I've mentioned it earlier, but I think like knowing where being self-aware and being humble is something that is fairly important. It doesn't have to be perfect, but humble in the sense that you don't think that you're bigger than anyone. It's remembering where you come from. You were just this little guy that was just watching TikTok or making YouTube videos or doing whatever, you know, you were doing simple commissions for avatars and stuff. Staying down to earth and understand that because you're popular doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't make you, how do I say this? Doesn't make you the God Almighty. You know, you're just a guy, and being humble, I think it's a beautiful quality. It's a beautiful trait. I try to be as much as I can, but the problem is I tend to get very excited. So I tend to like talk about it and it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm not. I'm just excited and I can't keep my joy inside. So right, when I do that, right, and when I talk about my numbers on my TikTok video, it's not because I'm bragging. I'm just like really proud because I had something in mind and my idea worked and I was like super pumped, as you can see.
Exactly.
Yeah, so humility and also, like you said, being able to take criticism. Somebody that can take criticism, more power to them, because they are people that are, you're showing that you're a person that you can admit to your fault and you want to learn and you want to become a better person. And that is an absolute God tier quality to have, in my opinion. So people that can admit to their faults and move on, I will work with you. I had a beef with somebody in the past that we talked and we did an episode about narcissism and stuff like that. And that person did not had any sort of flexibility in his personality, didn't want to change or anything. But he showed me a 1 or 2% improvement in his personality, and I will congratulate that. Doesn't have to be 100%. Doesn't have to be like, as soon as there's some kind of effort that the other person is trying to do, I will go with it. And I'm like, you know what? Let's work together. And I will put all my grudges aside and I will work the person. I find it really inspiring when people are trying to better themselves and, you know, better become a better person. And I'm totally like supporting that all the way. So, yeah, we only have a few minutes left. So why don't we go with that last question? If you could give one piece of advice to your younger self that you learn from your role models, what would it be? Who wants to start?
Volunteer, yes, tribute.
Spotlight on
it. That is fine. That's okay. I love the spotlight. Anyway, the one major advice that I would give my younger self is stop trying to please everybody and fix their mistakes. You have to fix your own first before you can help anybody else. Because back then I used to be a people pleaser. I used to be, you know, Let's not even do that, because I still kind of do it to this day, only because that's just me. That's just how I was built. I'm built different. That's just me. But it got to a point where literally it was 110% to everybody else, and I would give myself nothing. Learned from that, and I've developed new ways, and I've committed to myself to change that, and I'm still processing and changing. It's not something that's overnight. But definitely don't try to fix other people's problems. You have to fix your own first before you do anything. That's one major thing I would say to myself when I was younger.
Younger Zembos, if I would give one piece of advice, I will have to say, make sure that you know your happiness matters. Don't try to make excuses saying, well, if my friends aren't not happy if I'm gone, when it comes to that situation that I mentioned earlier. Choose younger Zembos. Remember, your happiness is important too. It should be your number one priority. If you need help and you need to get stuck out of a situation, reach out for that help when it's right there.
Me, a piece of advice I would give to my younger self would be to, I used to suffer from the nice guy syndrome. I would say yes, I would try to be a people pleaser, and people would end up stepping all over me. And the moment I stood my ground, then I'm the jerk. I'm like, whatever. Yep. So, yep. And the reason why I didn't do, and I didn't say no or anything, is because I hate fights and I hate arguments, but sometimes it's a necessary evil. It's difficult. It sucks. But, and it still makes me shaky. Like that person that I mentioned that I had to remove from my Discord, as I was typing the letter, I could feel my hands were shaking a little bit because I don't like doing this. I don't like to put back somebody in this place in a politeful manner and tell them exactly what's going on and how I feel. So learning to not let people step over you while being respectful is something that is very difficult. So definitely recommend getting that as soon as possible. Just don't let people step all over you, because the more every time you say yes, they think they can go further and further, and they tend to take that rubber band and stretch it like tenfolds until it snaps, and then you're be very clear with what your boundaries are. Even though if it's going to make you lose friends or start an argument or start a fight, if they are real friends, they will care about you and they will apologize if they're overstepping their boundaries. So absolutely, don't be scared of fights, because that will filter out the bad people in your life and you will find out who your true friends are. Set your boundaries, communicate, and be respectful at the same time, because swearing at people and calling them names is not going to make the situation better. So there's ways to insult people politely. That's a fine art that is very difficult, but it is mighty satisfying when you can do it. Ooh, it's very fun. Yes.
Very difficult, but love it.
Very satisfying. Yes. I know that we're about to end and everything like that, but there is a quote that I say when I stream and everything like that on Twitch and everything, and it goes, "You choose your destiny. Don't let no one choose it for you." But I say that every time I end my streams and everything like that, and I actually had someone reply back to me, and they were like, "What does that mean?" And then to the response of that is, you set your boundaries, you set your line, you set your goal, and you achieve your way. People are going to give you advice and tell you to go down the left path, the right path, turn around, go back in the rearview mirror. No, you're the one who chooses your destiny, because you're going to walk this path. And then you're going to have people to help guide you on this path. That is a quote that I always love to say and always want people to understand, that the destiny is yours for you to choose, not for someone else to control.
You're the master of your own destiny. Don't let anybody choose it for you. That's true.
I just want to add one more thing. And it's kind of like a personal thing to me. It has to deal with the symbol right here, my lotus. I'll keep it short, but basically, in real life lotus, it grows in very murky water, but once it blooms, it shows its petals, none of this is stained. So I use the lotus as my symbol to remind myself, no matter how dark my past is, I will never let tarnish the person I'm trying to become.
Ooh. Ooh.
Beautiful.
Ooh. Oh, that was powerful. Oh, I got chills from that.
It's interesting because in some cultures, they believe that a lotus represents rebirth. So yeah. I thought that was beautiful. So this is my streaming logo now. So as a constant reminder, I just put it on all my avatars too, or try to.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. You got anything, stream?
No, I think that was really well said. I think I did quite a bit of talking, so I think I'm good. Well, I hope you guys had a fantastic night. I hope this episode was insightful, inspiring, motivating for you. Please take care of yourself and enjoy life. So you guys have a good night, a good morning, a good day, a good evening. We'll see you around next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey. Happy time zone.
Bye-bye.
Be safe, stay dangerous.